Cruz, big tech crossed a line that is very dangerous with censorship on Biden NY Post story. By Jeff Poor on October 15, 2020. During Thursday's broadcast of Fox and Friends on the Fox News Channel, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, warned of the implications of big tech's decision to attempt to limit the exposure of a story involving Hunter Biden, son of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, alleging possible wrongdoing in his business dealings. Cruz described it as serious and having crossed a line that is very dangerous. Partial transcript as follows. Douchey, so the Biden camp says a meeting with that guy not on his official calendar, but then again, why would you ever put it on the official calendar? But they're not really disputing the basic facts. They won't say whether or not Joe ever met this guy. And yesterday, after it broke, it would have been a great time to have asked the former vice president some of these questions. But the campaign called a lid at 9:41 so nobody could talk to him. Cruz, yes. Well, look, if this wasn't true, it'd be very easy to get rid of it. They could just do a press conference with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden both there. Hunter's around. There's nothing to prevent him from answering questions. And he can answer questions. Is this his computer? Are these his emails? Is this real? It's amazing, though, how much of the press wants nothing to do with this. They don't want to know if the Vice President of the United States was selling favors from the White House. I mean, that's what the allegation is. Is that for money, for millions of dollars to his family? That he was selling official policy, official aid of the United States of America to foreign countries. If that's true, that is serious, serious wrongdoing. And it's stunning that much of the media wants to ignore it. And, as you know, not only that, Facebook and Twitter decided to do more than ignore it. To censor it and silence it to prevent people from even finding out the facts of the press story. Earhart, yes, we want to ask you about that because look at the front cover of the Post today. It says censored because Kayleigh McEnany, the spokesperson for the White House, as you know, she put on her personal email or Twitter account, she posted this story, yesterday's story about Ukraine, and then they wrote. They said, these were their words, Twitter's words, she violated the Twitter rules. Therefore, they took down, or they blocked her from being able to use her account. Jack Dorsey then later in the day said, our communication was not great. Blocking the URL sharing with zero context as to why we're blocking is unacceptable. But what do you, I mean, will the mainstream media report the latest? Which is their reporting that he basically did the same thing in China with his business partners. They're reporting that Hunter Biden introduced his dad, who was vice president at the time, to his business partners in China. They flew over to China together on Air Force Two in December of 2013, according to these reports. Cruz, look, the Earhart, what do you think about the censorship 3 weeks from the election? Cruz, I think the mainstream media is entirely in bed with Joe Biden. I think their only priority is trying to elect Biden. And big tech, look, big tech has been getting worse and worse and worse, but they really crossed a line here. They crossed a line that is very dangerous. For years I've been focusing on big tech censorship of conservatives, of conservative ideas, of shadow banning. I've chaired multiple hearings on it. But the line they crossed here is the New York Post has the fourth highest circulation in America. They did two things on this. Number one, they blocked all of their users. If you wanted to share this story from the New York Post, you clicked on the link and you went up to a page that said blocked, this information is dangerous. Well, maybe it's dangerous for Biden's political fortunes, but that's not really Twitter and Facebook's call to make. And then, secondly, the New York Post itself was sending out on Facebook and Twitter their own story, and they blocked the post. They blocked the post from sending it. I don't know of any precedent of a major news outlet being blocked by Twitter and Facebook. Of them deciding the following news outlets are not allowed to report major evidence of corruption from one of the two presidential candidates a couple weeks before the election. It is stunning. And for everyone in the media who says, well, it's unverified, you know that didn't stop the New York Times from going on and on and on with what they say are the president's tax returns, and it certainly didn't stop a whole lot of blue checkmark journalists from talking about the Steele dossier and the so-called P-tape. Now, that is unverified. In this case, I don't know if the New York Post story is right or not, but that's actually what people should be debating. And, and Joe Biden ought to be answering those questions right now. Kilmeade, and they said there was some personal information, personal emails and contacts on there. That was it. So they do this thing called redaction. I think America's gotten great at redaction. Cruz, yes. Kilmeade, we're the best redactors in the world. We redact everything of substance. I think we could have adjusted that. But the other thing to keep in mind, it's working because not everybody gets the New York Post since New York, and there's a lot of people out there who aren't watching us, even as astounding as that is. And the networks don't cover it. The other channels don't cover it. It's not brought up by the Biden campaign. So it is working. You guys do an investigation in November or December, fireworks, it's a day story. It is working. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.